Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Thursday, the 18th of April. And as usual, with all the information contained in this report, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas, or insights in this report. And if you're listening to this podcast for free, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up for a free two-week trial of the newsletter, marcustoday.com.au. What are you waiting for? It's a fantastic newsletter. Lots of money-making ideas, model portfolios, strategy, macro, small caps, education, a big feature of our offering as well. And also a Facebook discussion group exclusive to members and a members exclusive podcast as well. So plenty to get your teeth into. All right, well, let's go. As always, with the scores and the doors kicking things off, and we had a better day today, up 36.5 points, or 0.48%, 7,642.1. We opened at 7,616.1. It was SPY expiry today, futures expiry, so we did see a staggered open, but the market was buoyed, I guess if that's the right term, by resources and commodity prices. We had a high of 76.56.8 and a low of 76.11.3 today. But as I say, SPY expiry. We also had jobs data out, 3.8%, which was pretty much in line. And I guess it just makes the RBA job harder. I suspect they will need 4% on the unemployment number to be cutting rates. But anyway, didn't really move the dial on anything, to be honest. A bit of a fizzer, to be sure. As far as the stocks go today, though, the stocks and sectors, the banks did better today. We had the big bank basket up 0.7%. Pretty much that was the rise across the board. CBA, ANZ, Westpac and NABs all roughly around 0.7%. Macquarie having a good day today at 1.2%. We did get an update from Challenger today, a really good update from them, 5.3% higher for Challenger. Insurers a little bit mixed. We had QBE down 0.3 and Suncorp up 0.8. And when we look across at REITs, we had 10-year yields at 4.28 at the moment. That's what they are. The REITs generally better, with the exception of Goodman Group down 1.02%. Stockland up 1.6, Mirvac up 2.9%, and I guess Centre Groups with the opening of Westfield. Bondi 1.6% higher there. Vicinity up 1.9%. Looking at industrials, a tinge of green across my screen, as one would say. We had the likes of Coles up 0.7, Aristocrat up 0.8. We had Qantas having a good day today, 3.4% higher. Maybe that falling oil price helping out there. Tech stocks a little bit better. We had WiseTech 2% to the good and Xero up 0.4%. So a little bit of friends joining the tech party in those two today. And the All Tech Index also putting on a small amount today. That was up 0.7 of a percent there. So not a bad effort today there from the techs. Looking across the valley into the resource sector, a better day all round for resources, especially in the iron ore space, where we have seen that big push in iron ore recently. BHP up 1.5%. Production report out today, not bad, pretty much in line as you would expect from the big Australian. We had Rio up 1.7%, a few brokers still warming to that one. Fortescue not doing a lot, up 0.4. Lithium stocks a little better. Pilbara up 2.1, Mineral Resources up 1.9. Linus drawing some strength from that Gina Rinehart connection at the moment, 1.7% higher. Golds a little bit mixed. Some of the big ones were better and some of the big ones were smaller in terms of share prices. Evolution, probably the worst affected, down 3.9% today. We did see the gold price in Aussie dollar terms fall below 3,700 to 3,685. But Northern Star and Newmont doing better. Northern Star up 0.4 and Newmont up 1.3%. Oil and gas stocks eased. Nothing very exciting there. The oil price down. Woodside continued to be down 1.4 of a percent easier. Santos 0.9% easier there as well. In corporate news today, we did see DroneShield, which had an almighty run yesterday, guess what? They tapped the market today. $75 million odd dollar capital raise at 80 cents. Went off very popular, apparently. We'll see how popular when they come back onto trade. We also saw Solly Liu increase his holding in Myer, that up to around 31%. We did see RM providing a good update. Now that's price is well above the offer price for the company. And BlueScope Steel fell 2.4%. US steel tariff charges probably to blame there, with Challenger doing well at 5.3% higher after raising guidance. On the economic front, we had that jobs number, 3.8%. Wasn't enough to really move the dial in any respect for anything, bonds, currency, or the market. ANZ now says the first rate cut is not expected until November. Asian markets firmed. They're coming back from lunch at the moment. They have very civilized hours over there, of course. We do have Tokyo up 0.3%, which makes a change because Tokyo has been on a bit of a downward spiral recently. We have got Hong Kong up 1.3% and China up 0.5%. 10-year yields, as I said earlier, 4.28%. In terms of the winners for Grinners today, let's run through the good, the bad, and the not so good and the ugly. Telex Pharmaceutical had a good update today, 9.4% higher. 3 million shares traded today. Good volume for them. And Macquarie Technology, 6.5% higher. The market likes the fact they raised that money at $72.50. I think I'm right in saying it is the first time they've ever raised money in the market. 80,000 shares traded today, which is pretty good for Macquarie Technology. $6.3 million worth. Westgold also doing well today. They were up 5.96%. Let's call it 6%, shall we? They had an announcement on becoming a substantial shareholder. 8 million shares traded there. Of course, Challenger, we've talked about, 5.3% higher, 3 million shares. Satire had a bounce, 4.6% higher. And Mount Gibson on the iron ore price, 4.4% higher as well, 2 million shares. Rounding out the winners and the grinners, Mader Group, bouncing another 4.3%, so that one looking a little better. In the loser's corner on the naughty step today, very much wearing the dunce's hat in the corner, IMU, Imugene, down 6%, 32 million shares traded. ResMed as well in trouble, 4.3%. They had a big fall in the US on the back of a new drug trial from Eli Lilly, which did show that CPAP and sleep apnea patients were of great, well, it certainly helped them greatly with this new drug. So that was a bit of a hurt for ResMed. That's a new GLP-1 drug that Eli Lilly have got coming out. Evolution, bit of profit-taking, had such a run yesterday, 3.85% down profit-taking there. Bapcor, not really sure why Bapcor fell, but they fell 3.8% today. A little bit of trade, a million shares. Lovisa are down 3.7%, and Jupiter, mines are down 3.6%. Positive sectors today were the banks, the iron ore stocks. We even had some lithium upward momentum. REITs, with the exception of GMG. Technology as well doing all right. And industrials generally had that green on screen look about them. Negative sectors very much confined to the healthcare space today. That fall in ResMed. We also saw Ramsey down 1%. CSL down 0.5% as well. The big bank basket closing at $200.47, which was up 0.7%. The Alltech index was up 0.7%. Gold in Aussie dollar terms down to 36.85. Bitcoin, the halving event is 1 day away, actually 1 day and 23 odd hours, so let's call it 2 days, shall we? Steady at 61,759. If you don't know what the halving event is, it is not when the price of Bitcoin halves, it is when the cost for miners to mine a Bitcoin basically doubles in terms of it's twice as hard to mine a Bitcoin, which is the idea is to keep a lid on the number of Bitcoins that are available, 21 million being the only the handbrake, I guess. That is the limit to how many can be in issue. 10-year yields 4.28. The Aussie dollar bouncing from that 64-cent level back up to 64.5 cents. And at the moment, we've got NASDAQ and Dow futures both positive, around 100 points. European futures also pointing to a stronger opening. So maybe the wobble that we saw on the back of Powell has just washed through. We've also had some results from TSMC, which of course is the Taiwan Semiconductor Company. We got ASML yesterday, which put a little bit of a negative spin on semiconductor land. That was a little bit disappointing, but TSMC look as if that's a better number, so that's probably helping that NASDAQ and NVIDIA and AMD, etc. Major movers and shakers today that we haven't talked about, NXS, Next Science, they were good today, 13.25% higher on the back of publication of the Experience study. AIS, which is a copper play, certainly talking about that a little bit. Aeris Resources up 6.3%. EEG, not one that we normally talk about. Empire Energy up 5.4%. Not huge volume there. We did see as well on the negative side of things, XAM, which is Olivia Newton-John and Xanadu, down 4.2%. They announced they'd engaged a project advisor, Bacchus, to look at some of the strategic options they have for their project up near Rio in Mongolia, Oyu Tolgoi. As far as other events go, Strike Exploration down 11% on diamond drilling commencing at Yandal. Speculative stock of the day today. There weren't many, to be honest. There certainly weren't on any kind of volume. But NIMI, N-I-M, not net interest margins, but NIMI was up 25%. EM Targets revealing a suite of mineralized settings at Block 3. Also, honourable mention today must go to Titan Minerals, which had not a bad day, 52 million shares traded, closing unchanged. They had a high, they were 3.9, a low of 3.2, closed at 3.2. They had an open of 3.8. They have a copper, they have a project in Ecuador, which Rio is, not Rio, Gina rather, is pretty keen and has bought into. So that got the world all in a tither for that one. NIMI being the other speculative stock of the day. Titan Minerals, Ecuador. Apparently it is the it was the next frontier. I always thought the last frontier was space. Or was that the final frontier? As far as company announcements go today in a little more detail, BHP third quarter production, iron ore production, 61.5 million tonnes. We had some traffic numbers out from Transurban. The stock slipped slightly. Santos reported Q1 production as well. South 32 had an announcement about Trilogy Metals, providing an update on the Ambler Access Project. Bendigo Bank, the chair, David Foster, has requested a temporary leave of absence. Challenger, assets under management, $124 billion in the third quarter, 5.7% up quarter-on-quarter, upgraded FY guidance. And Telex, revenue for Q1, $175 million, up $18 million quarter-on-quarter. Telex is a real company making real money and reaffirms FY24 guidance. The AMP had guidance out today, Q1 update. AUM, assets under management, $74.3 billion. In terms of economic news, we did get that unemployment number, 3.8% there. Nothing very exciting. In other news, Tesla shareholders are being asked, I don't understand this myself, asked to vote on Elon Musk getting a $56 billion pay packet. This coincides with Tesla laying off 10% of their workforce. It coincides with the shares tanking in the last year or so. And it also coincides, as a small matter of fact, with European sales numbers coming out for March, and Tesla was the biggest loser. They sold 30% less cars. Hybrids were the biggest winner there, up 11%. EVs generally down 12%. But Tesla certainly the biggest loser, flogging cars into Europe at the moment. Crypto miners are supposedly hoarding bitcoins as supply cut looms, that is the halving. China said that it firmly opposes, vigorously, the US investigation into its maritime logistics and shipbuilding industries. And economists and strategists now see the Fed waiting until at least September to cut interest rates and are increasingly entertaining. I don't think that's entertaining. Entertaining the possibility of no reductions at all this year. We've gone from 7 to November, or we've gone from 7 this year to September now. June well and truly off the cards. Well, that is it for me today. We'll be back again tomorrow, of course, with the pre-market podcast, the members' exclusive podcast, and our end-of-day podcast. And if you've been listening to this on a free podcast, Thanks very much for tuning in. We'd love to have your company as part of the Markets Today community. It is a great community. Members helping members. We've got a fantastic Facebook discussion group. We've got a brilliant newsletter packed full of wonderful ideas, education, macro strategy. Our idea is to make money for you. Certainly, we are very cognizant of the cost of living pressures and having to justify a subscription to a newsletter. So we do believe that we offer extraordinary value. That's it. As I say, have a great day. Back again tomorrow.